сих пор!
Thursday, activists dumped several hundred mannequin limbs outside the gates of the Russian embassy, claiming they were symbolic of the carnage in Syria. Some of them also chained themselves to the entrance, preventing visitors and staff from entering the building. Now, Moscow has expressed a deep concern over the British government's failure to ensure security at the premises. RT asked the UK Foreign Office to comment on the incident in London. This is their response.
We understand from the police that a small peaceful protest took place outside the Russian embassy. Diplomatic police were in place throughout, remaining in close contact with Russian embassy staff. No arrests were made.
Well, the group behind that London protest is called the Syria Campaign. It claims to be impartial, non-political, but it does receive financing from a Syrian-born British businessman with a clear anti-Assad agenda. Ayman Asfari believes a real transition in Syria is only possible without the current president in power. Now, the Syria campaign also slammed the United Nations for cooperating with Bashar al-Assad's government to provide humanitarian aid to civilians. In a report this June, it blasted what it called prioritized cooperation with the Syrian government. Now, the movement also partners itself with the White Helmets, an aid group which has come under serious scrutiny in Syria. Now, the White Helmets are also known as the Syrian Civil Defense. But the movement mostly operates in militant-held areas of Syria. And in videos posted online, people wearing the white helmets have been spotted at executions carried out by jihadists and waving terrorists' black flags, with militants certainly sparking accusations of terror links. And the group receives funding from Western countries like America, France and Britain. Analyst Adam Gary says white helmet supporters who staged the protest at the Russian embassy in London should be investigated.